And if it was so cold that the water pipes got the water got solid, you might say, well, the pipes. Okay, and people used to buy flour. Now you get it in maybe a 5 or a 10 pound bag, but they used to buy it in a
50, 25 and 50. That's where my daddy used to get it.
Okay,
and it's big size. We eat biscuits then. Yeah. Then people don't eat biscuits now.
I think they do when somebody fix them.
You take my tiller. I used to get 25 pound sack of flour every 2 weeks, and now I can take a 5 pound sack of flour and go.
Forever.
Go nearly about a month. Every now and then, now they like hot cakes.
Yeah.
They want me to cook them often.
And that's the kind that you put pour over them.
Put your butter and melt your butter and fold.
And something sweet.
Syrup if you want it.
Okay. And did you ever buy it in flour in a big wooden thing?
No, my mother had a bear. She emptied her flour.
She kept it in that. Okay. And what about did molasses come in if you bought it in large quantities? Your brother, did you buy it or you made it?
My dad made it.
What did he keep it in?
Big barrels, out in the smoke out.
And did
draw
he call
it out the barrel?
What?
Had to draw it out the barrel.
Okay. And what about lard? What did you keep lard in?
Lard cans.
Did you ever say a stand for any of those containers? A lard stand or a molasses stand or anything?
No.
Okay. And what do you use to pour liquid into a container that's got a small opening?
Pour into the funnel.
Okay. And if you're to get a horse to go faster, if you're riding in a buggy, you have to use a
whip.
And now if you buy fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a
bag
made out of
paper.
And what about those larger ones? Long time ago, they were not made out of paper, but bigger things that you bought, maybe flour or meal or sugar, 50 pounds of it. What kind of a container would that, that wouldn't be a paper?
Get that. You got sugar in a bag.
What would it be made out of?
Paper
bag? I was thinking it might be made out of cloth.
No, it might be made out of paper bag.
Okay, what about some kind of a container that they used on the farm, maybe to carry potatoes or fertilizer, or manure, a big coarse grain thing?
To carry a potato.
Maybe they're shipped in, or feed, might buy feed in a big kind of sack.
They had big croak sacks.
Okay. And the amount of meal that they take to the mill, did they take their own, I mean the amount of corn that they take to the mill they take their own corn?
Yes, ma'am. They take 4 or 5 bushels of corn at the time, you know, everybody shell up 2 or 3 bushels of corn and send it to the mill.
Did you all sit around and do that together? The whole family or just some of the kids? Or
they had a grinder. My daddy made us, you know, something. You take 1 or 2 of us and just grind, you know, get the corn shell.
Okay, what did you do? Had to turn that something?
Turn that corn shell.
Oh, you didn't have to do it by hand then?
No.
Okay, and what about the quantity of corn taken to the mill at one time? Did you hear that called a turn, or what they get a turn of meal? No.
I don't know whether it'd be a turn, but sometimes everybody on the place would get ready the day to go into the mill.